Welcome in to Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Today we continue our discussion with Becky Carter, President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital.
In a heart attack, time is muscle. The longer you go with your heart muscle starved of blood because of the heart attack, the more muscle you lose and the less likely you are to return to your full capabilities after the event.
In this situation, when someone gets to the hospital, what should they expect?
Well, depending on what's already started en route, they can expect they're going to get an aspirin put under their tongue. They're going to get blood drawn immediately. They're going to have an EKG tracing done right away. And we're talking about all of these things happening in less than 10 minutes. We want to know, is this patient having a cardiac event as quickly as possible? Because if we can get that patient to Asheville, to a setting where they can go to a cardiac catheterization lab and have vessels opened back up, then we decrease the risk that they are going to have sustained damage. So we're going to get these things done very quickly. All of these things are done according to strict protocol. We measure how long it takes us to get it done so we know that our processes are the best ones to get it done quickly. And our goal is always try to get that patient to Asheville and in the cath lab in less than an hour. Recent findings indicate that even if it's a little more than an hour, there's good reason to get there and get the intervention done. The outcomes are very good if we can get those vessels opened back up.
What can be some of the things that we can do to maybe lower our risk?
We all need to have a relationship with a primary care doctor who's going to help us sort through what are our risk factors. I told you, my mother had her first heart attack at 41. My father died of heart disease at 51. I have a very strong family history of heart disease. I picked my parents poorly. I've got risks. So the doctor helps you sort out what is your level of risk. Do you have a family history? They will check your blood work. They'll see, is your cholesterol, your bad cholesterol in particular, elevated? They'll look at what is your weight? Is it healthy? What's your level of physical activity? Are you doing those things? They're going to ask you questions that you need to be honest about. Do you smoke? Do you use smokeless tobacco? All of those products provide nicotine to the body directly to the bloodstream, and it has a terrible effect on our vessels. So see your doctor. And then once they understand what your risk categories are, they're going to coach you on what you need to do. Stop smoking. Let's get more physically active. Let's change our eating patterns. Perhaps you are a person who needs to be on cholesterol-lowering medications in addition to diet changes. Let's make sure your blood pressure's in control. So working with your family doctor to lower your risks is critically important.
So we talk about the importance of having a primary care physician. What should I do if I don't have one?
An easy way to find a primary care physician in your area is to go to the website, missionhealth.com/primary care. You put in your location, the area where you live, and you'll be guided to physicians who are available in your area who are accepting patients.
And there are folks accepting patients?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So that website one more time is?
missionhealth.com/primary care.
Like we say, February is heart month, and once February is over, we still want to be aware of what's going on with our hearts, so we need to do that. But quickly, before I let you go, I wonder if you might have anything to say about the flu. It's just been awful this year.
Well, it has been awful this year and has become much more difficult to manage in February. And that's not atypical. No. February typically is the worst month for the flu, although, you know, we start immunizing people in the early fall, and some years we've had the flu peak before the year-end holidays. But this year, while we've had flu widespread since before the holidays, it has become really somewhat epidemic in our region in February. We've got daycare centers that are having to close, not only because there's so many of the children are sick, the daycare providers are sick, and they don't want to spread the disease. We have elevated the precautions at the hospital. We are asking that people limit their visits, that only immediate family patients in the hospital visit, and no children under 12.
And if you do go, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
That's the best thing. Wash your hands.
Please, if you're sick, don't come.
Yeah.
If you go to your doctor's office because you think you have the flu, as you go into that office, you will see hand washing supplies. Go ahead and wash your hands. And they'll have masks available for you. Go ahead and put one on. If you've got a cough, if you've got those symptoms, get the mask on because you don't want to share these germs.
So we hope folks will do that as well. Well, thank you for talking to us about something very important, very close to all of us, our hearts. And we appreciate you coming over and visiting and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Bruce. It's always a pleasure.
Today's conversation is part two of a two-part conversation with Becky Carter of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital about Heart Month and heart care and what to do if you think you might be having a heart attack. If you'd like to hear this program again or hear both editions in case you missed yesterday's, you can go online to our website and just go to Community Close-Up and follow the link from there. Thank you to our guest today, Becky Carter, President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's program was sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you for listening.